The British Isles consist of more islands than just Ireland and Britain. There's the Isle of Man, the Isle of Skye, and further north, a mysterious tiny cluster of dots above Scotland. Commentator Bill Harley found some of the residents there are easily amused.
This summer I was in the Orkney Islands in Scotland by myself. There was a spit of land that stretched out in a curve to a little natural breakwater of rocks. Half of the rocks out there were really seals, just sunning themselves. Three or four started cavorting in the water. And then, quite unexpectedly, one surfaced 20 yards from me and raised its head. It studied me. I studied it. I might have just stayed there, but then it called. It wasn't human, quite. It was somewhere between a human expression of disgust and the whimper of a dog. Another seal came and lifted its head, looking at me. Sentinels. With a flick of the tail, they returned to the rest of their friends. But now, I was hooked. I got up very slowly. Three turned and watched, waiting to see what I would do. I wanted to get closer, but how could I do it without frightening them? I decided to be interesting. First, I bowed, balancing on one leg. My arm swept down to my sides, then up again, teetering on one hiking boot. Martha Graham rolled over in her grave. But the seals liked it. They stayed. And then, for no reason, I opened my mouth and let out a long, low note, a tone, then another, a little higher, then back to the first. Now, this was genuinely interesting to the seals. A couple more heads appeared. I sang groups of notes, clusters. I tried to keep them steady and strong as the rocks on the shore and the banks of gray clouds overhead and the long breakers curling in farther down the beach and the movement of the seals themselves in the water. Coirin, oirin, oirin, hero. Coirin, oirin, oirin, hero. Another seal came, and another. They poked their heads out of the water and looked at me. They turned their heads to look at each other's reaction. A younger one, still speckled and white, came closer than the rest. I sang for 10, 12, maybe 15 minutes. We stayed 20 yards apart from each other, the song in between us. I had enough first. I stopped singing. Very slowly, I bowed to them. At the bottom of my bow, I heard a snort, a blowing of disgust or appreciation through the nostrils, and then a splash. When I lifted my head, they were gone. Later, Duncan Williamson, a storyteller, told me that it's a great comfort to the people in Scotland to believe that their loved ones lost at sea have become seals. When they see them on the beach, they speak to them, and the seals listen, as if to answer back. I wonder where they got an idea like that.
Singer, songwriter, and storyteller Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.